Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Scott Caparo is joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, so we're all looking forward to that.
Is he going to talk about the Royals at all?
Sure, if I guess if you ask him. I'm not sure if he's got an agenda or not.
Well, he vacations there a lot. You'd think that he'd have sound opinions about, you know, what's going on there.
Yeah, we'll see what he
sure
has to say.
I sure don't have a clue.
I know. It turns out it's a huge... Honestly, if we had wanted to, there are 100 stories about it today that we could... Mm-hmm. But I feel like, it's Thursday. It's already been a few days.
Yeah.
We get the idea. Tonight on TV, you mentioned President Biden's address, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock our time, all the major networks. It's going to... If you have something that you like to watch on TV on Thursday nights, that's probably going to get pushed back. There'll be delays, etc. And at 10 o'clock on NBC, there's a special called COVID, 1 year later, life after a lockdown. So if you're into some serious TV tonight, it's the night for you. Congratulations to Disney Plus. They have hit 100 million subscribers years ahead of schedule.
Whoa.
They really set some expectations and thought that they would meet that in about, let's see, they thought that they would have 60 to 90 million subscribers by the start of 2024.
Okay.
And here we are at the beginning of 2021, and they've blown past their extended estimates. So
well,
congratulations
credit to them for being humble, except that they've bought all the content in the world between Marvel and Pixar and everything else.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are you talking about? You've taken all the good stuff from all the other companies
and all the kid stuff too, like all the best kid movies. They've got all the Pixar, all the old Disney movies, all the new Disney movies.
No matter how good a movie is, I don't want to watch it 20 times. And they've got that service that the kid's going to watch 1,000 times. And that movie again.
Start it over.
It's the first word. Again. As soon as it ends. Again. Okay, you say so.
You got it, kid. Whatever keeps you here.
Whatever keeps you safe. I remember when, and I didn't know any better because we hadn't really seen the iPhone yet, but I remember Jobs saying, we think we can get 1% of the phone market. And if we can do that, it'll be worth it. And of course, they now own at least 50%. One company owns at least half of it, right?
I don't know what the numbers are, but that sounds about right to me, if not more.
That whole modest projection thing, I guess it ends up working out in the end, right?
Sure, better than over-projecting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can say we can be profitable at this, if we acquire viewers at this rate, and you show your investors, here's what we're doing, and this is what we think can happen, and then you exceed that, you blow everyone's mind. I mean, this has to exceed their wildest dreams. They're 16 months in. That's how old the thing is. And they've already passed 100 million subscribers. They had them, right off the bat, The Mandalorian was, we were going to get it, Disney Plus anyway at some point, but we wanted to watch The Mandalorian. And we knew all the Star Wars movies were going to be on there and all the Pixar stuff. They reached the milestone years ahead of their initial projections. They are saying the enormous success of Disney Plus has inspired us to be even more ambitious and to significantly increase our investment in the development of high quality content. This is Disney CEO Bob Chapek, if that's how you say his name. In fact, we set a target of 100 plus new titles per year. And this includes Disney Animation, Disney Live Action, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. Our direct-to-consumer business is the company's top priority now. And our robust pipeline of content will continue to fuel its growth. And it's true these days, man. Steph Meyers has this joke on his show where, because we've all watched everything on TV, and he's starting to, he's like, I'm watching German crime stories, and, you know, oh, it's this great. It's just so funny because it's so true. Like, you're just, well, what do other countries have going on? Let's watch this German show. Let's watch this show from the Netherlands.
Here's an example of a typical TV dilemma. So the missus is watching something called Good Girls. Mm-hmm. It stars, I think her name's Christina Hendricks, but she's the lady from Mad Men.
Yes.
Among others. There's a few other, I don't recognize the other actors, but she's watched through season 3, and someone wrote in and said, oh, season 4 is out now or coming out now.
I'm seeing Christina Hendricks as a guest on a lot of, there must be something going on with this show because
right.
I'm seeing
so
her a lot.
Season 4 is just, so I go home and I say, hey, you know, season 4 is dropping on that show Good Girls you're watching. And she goes, do you know where? And I go, well, wherever you watch it. And she goes, no, it's not on Netflix, which is where I've been watching it. And so I go, all right, let's look it up. So we look it up. It's an NBC show.
Oh, how funny.
So it's an actual network show, apparently, or it's on Peacock. I'm not sure. I looked it up and said it's an NBC show. But this is the typical, like, so Netflix is getting the old seasons. Mm-hmm. The new seasons are on network TV, maybe.
Right.
And that's what's happening for most people is they have to find crap. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about Ted Lasso. I'm sure everyone who's, you know, looked that up has gone, oh, I got to join Apple TV, another thing?
Yep. You know what, though? The Apple TV is worth it. We watch a lot of stuff on Apple TV. And I would have never pressed go on. I would have never gotten Apple TV for Ted Lasso, but that is, and that's why.
That
I think,
worth it.
You know, we recently signed up for that thing you were telling us about, the Apple One, where you get all the subscriptions to everything, and you get Apple TV, and you get your Apple Music and all this stuff. It's completely worth it. It really.
Oh, good. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah.
I said that, you know, and then you go, oh, God, I hope I didn't get someone into something they're bummed out about. It's not an ad. I was just telling you what we did.
It's a deal is what it is. Not an ad. It's a deal.
Right.
It's because I was paying for all those things and multiple subscriptions to newspapers separately.
Right.
And now I've got them all.
Right.
Thank you, Apple One. And so, you know, for, I don't know what it is. I think it's like $15.99 a month.
It's way cheaper for sure. And and that's all your iCloud memory too.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's a good deal. So look, you know, actually back to the subject, Disney Plus, they launched in 2019. They were looking for 60 to 90 million subscribers by the end of 2024. And now they've revised that and they expect to reach 300 to 350 by 2024 across Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, which are their other, I guess they're lumping all of those in. Those three services at the time had about 137 million subscribers together. So congratulations. I think they're up to $7.99 now too, which weren't they like $4.99 when they first started? Like really temptingly inexpensive.
Don't know.
Now they're at, it went from $6.99 to $7.99. So I don't know where they started. Okay. Congratulations, Disney. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is the guy behind the let's give away half our money, rich people.
The giving pledge.
Yeah. He has, I don't know what the total number of money, the total amount of money he would have given or has given, but it doesn't seem to affect his bottom line at all. He just crossed into the 100 billion club. There's only five other people in it. And he made $13 billion last year, just with his Berkshire Hathaway, which, by the way, so I texted my the guy who buys my stocks for me. And I go, hey, do we own any of this Berkshire Hathaway? He goes, no, it's $400,000 a share.
What?
And I go,
wow.
I'm like, well, isn't it like, you know, you can buy. He goes, well, that's for the Class A stuff. He goes, there you have Class B. It performs as well as, and that's like $250 a share. I'm like, well, let's get some of that. I mean, can we have that? So, because, you know, this guy made 13. I want $13 billion. I get that I'm not going to get that. But you got to start somewhere, Vin. This guy, as of today, is worth $100 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. And that puts him in the company ranking just behind Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know if it's better or worse. I guess I'm sort of indifferent, but he's a guy, by the way, who lives in the same house he bought 40 years ago in right. Nebraska or something
I
like
love
that.
It.
Omaha. Somewhere middle America.
I'm sure he lives in Omaha, right?
That's where he was born, actually.
Ah. Oh, of course.
So he's a guy who has all that money and doesn't spend it. They say he's got no desire for nice clothes. He eats apparently
regular old food.
Eats like a child. He's like a guy who eats ice cream sundaes for dinner.
Well, he's 90, so those are easy to chew.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you just think like, okay, so you've made this much money, but you don't even enjoy it,
maybe he does enjoy. Maybe he's like, you know what I like? What I got going on? You know, they say money doesn't make you happier. I would love to test that theory. But if he's a happy guy and he likes his house and he's likes his clothes and likes his ice cream sundaes, maybe he's doing it right. A lot of people, they win the lottery and they completely change their lives and then they're miserable.
I don't know. Or they lose it all.
A driveway
full of really nice cars and motorcycles wouldn't bother me a bit.
Well,
and another thing, I'd love to travel a lot. That'd be fun.
Turns out he's like a research nerd. He's like, oh, you know what we should invest in? Are you calling from your castle? No, from my 4-bedroom house in Omaha.
In Omaha.
Right. Hey, can someone look up how much Warren Buffett has personally given to that giving pledge thing? Because the whole idea is that before you die, you've given away half your wealth. And if he keeps having to give, you know, he keeps being richer and richer, even though he's given all this money away, maybe he would be the richest man in the world if he hadn't given away so much. I'd just be interested to hear what he's actually given. We heard that we were talking about Mackenzie Scott yesterday. She joined the giving pledge when she broke up with Jeff Bezos and has given away something like $6 billion so far, $4 billion specifically just to COVID relief, but has really, you know, and you said yesterday we were talking about like the careful research-based investments that she's making in human beings, not just like, here's a lump sum, do with it what you will. So anyway, Warren Buffett added $13 billion to his net worth just this year. Since January 1st, he's worth $13 billion more. The guy can't give it away fast enough.
I'd be fascinated, by the way, if you ever get the story about Mackenzie Scott and this new husband. Mm. I would love to hear not the storybook telling of it, but the actual story of how a school teacher lands the richest single lady in the world.
Yeah.
That's a move.
Right.
Unless they knew each other before.
That's what I'm thinking, Ben. Like, how does she come in contact with him? I mean, I would assume that the kids are...
Well, what does he say to her that makes her go, hey, what's your name again? You know, or whatever.
Hey,
like,
you. Hey.
I mean, he seems nice enough, but he didn't look like, Michael B. Jordan.
No.
You know?
That's if I've got billions of dollars, I'm going to want Michael B. Jordan. Well, right. Reggae Jean is my guy right now.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I like that guy.
All right.
Just saying. You know, hey, let Reggae Jean know there's an elderly woman who's really into him in San Francisco, just in case he's interested. I can dream. I can fantasize. Matthew McConaughey is in the news today. He was on somebody's podcast and he was talking about his new book, Green Lights. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey, Green Lights, his new book. He was talking about, they sort of got into politics and talked about, you know, as you're talking about COVID and everything else that goes on. And one of the people on the show, and it was in Texas, said that they would be very happy to see him run for governor. She teased him that you don't have to respond. But he did. He said, it's a true consideration. He went on to say, look, politics seems to be a broken business to me right now, all right? And when politics redefines its purpose, I could be a hell of a lot more interested. So he's not really committing, but not outside the realm of possibilities. And Texas might need him. They are about to pack their stadiums to full capacity. The Rangers are going to pack for opening day. So the question is the U.S. ready to, are the Texas people ready to take that kind of chance? The answer is probably yes. Because they've removed all requirements. The stadium itself is requiring masks, which means I guess you have to flash a mask at the entry. You have it on, and then when you're eating and drinking, you don't have to do it, but you're going to be sitting side by side with strangers, everybody yelling all at once. And the Texas Rangers will be packing their stadium to full capacity for their home opener. This is April 5th. It'll make them the first major sports team to abandon crowd size restrictions. The CEO said, "We are confident we won't be a super spreader event with all the protocols okay. we're following."
You we'll know what's funny is... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was talking to our boss yesterday before our meeting started, and I mentioned, because he's a guy who books shows for Entercom, our big company, and I just mentioned, you know, how's the concert season looking for this year? And he said, in Texas, it looks good. Outside of there, no, not at all. So I just, that's the only place anyone's going to be able to do anything in the country. Texas, everybody.
Yeah. So the CEO of, I guess, the Rangers says, "We're very confident we won't be a super spreader event. With all the protocols we're following, we'll be extremely responsible and provide a very comfortable environment." So here are the protocols. For starters, the team requires fans to wear a mask at all times, except when they're eating and drinking. I'm sure that's going to absolutely be adhered to. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas has lifted the mandate to wear a mask in public, so there it is. You will have to show that you have a mask when you walk into the stadium, and I'm really super sure that they're going to be calling to the guy in the middle of this section to put his damn mask on. The ushers, I'm sure, are really going to enforce that.
But I'm sipping my beer right now.
Yeah. Hey, I got my beer right here. Mm-hmm. The Rangers
beer,
are also...
food, talking, cheering. Right.
Come on.
That covers the whole day. There you go.
Right.
The Rangers are erecting plexiglass barriers to protect the players from potential contagious fans.
Funny.
So I guess there'll be fewer balls caught out in the stands. The team will ask fans to socially distance as they enter and leave the stadium. Please leave 6 feet between you and the guy in front of and behind you. But then sit thigh to thigh right next to them in the seats. The concession and merchandise stands will all be cashless. There won't be paper tickets. Everything's going to be digital. The stadium's retractable roof will also stay open during games if the weather cooperates. In other words, it's going to be just like always. If it's raining, it's closed. And if it's not raining, it's
right.
The Rangers are playing the Toronto Blue Jays at their home opener. And the Jays aren't even allowed to fly back and forth to Canada yet. So all their home games are being played at the Marlins Stadium in Florida. They can't, by the way, Marlins Park in Miami, they're using drones to disinfect their stadium. The capacity is going to be 20% there, which is what they were drawing pre-pandemic.
Poor yeah, Marlins. The two teams in Florida do not do well, and it's mm-hmm. many say it's because it's a very, what's the term, vagabond state where
transient.
People move in from...
Right.
From Boston, from New
yes.
York. That's
so we'll go to the game when they're playing the Sox.
Right. That's exactly right. So there aren't a lot of hometown fans. The fans are from other baseball teams that they go to see.
The Rangers' home field is Globe Life Field. It can hold more than 40,000 fans. And pre-pandemic, they were ranked 18th out of 30 teams in attendance. So there are going to be lots of people there. And there are going to be people there saying, I need to get out of my house. I might not have normally gone to a game. I'm going.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Which, you know what kills me about this whole thing is we're right on the edge of everybody getting vaccinated. We're right there. A couple months from now, this kind of stuff will be fine. Next month, not so much.
Well,
why are we blowing it at the last minute here?
Well, don't say we.
Okay. Yeah, right. We as a country? I don't know. We're
well,
not.
No
We're
one called
home.
Me and asked me what Texas should do.
Yeah. No, well, what would you
I'm
say?
Not involved in their decision making.
Texas.
At all.
Mandates. Social distancing. It's only going to be another couple months. Couple months! The pandemic ends June 1st. Vinny has spoken.
How did I get into this?
You're the one who told me, and I believe you. June 1st, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, I'm done. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Okay. Daylight savings time. Saving time makes the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.